Israeli Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, October 16th, 2012, 3 weeks until the election. Not that it really makes a lot of difference. Let's be honest. You know, both of the candidates are pro-war, pro-Israel, pro-Wall Street, and they only differ on the little tiny fringe issues that they're trying to win in the battleground states here. Let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is in our control room, managing the warp drives and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your opinion on the stuff that's going on here. A couple of program notes before we go any further. Tomorrow in hour number two, John Stadtmiller is going to be joining us to basically bring us up to date on new developments here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, progress of the fundraiser, plans about where we're going to be going, and we're expanding into new markets. He's going to be joining us. In hour number three, Michelle Rosen is going to be returning to the show. Now, Michelle is the daughter of one of the people who died during the Tylenol poisonings, which led to this plethora of safety seals on all the products that run up the cost of the products and tear our cuticles when we try and get them off. and it turns out they really didn't address what was really going on. There was a cover story put out to protect a corporation from lawsuits, and Michelle Rosen and her partner have basically done a lot of investigating. They have a new book out now on the true story behind the Tylenol poisonings. Apparently having just, I think it was like the 30th anniversary just a couple of weeks ago, the FBI has declassified and released more information about the investigation, which supports the thesis that Michelle has in her book. So we're going to be talking to her tomorrow. Thursday, of course, Don Wiskin will be back with us again. And Friday on the third hour, Claire will be joining us on the microphone to talk about her point of view on all the stuff that's going on here. And a reminder, of course, that the RBN fundraiser is underway. They're getting close to the end, but they do need a little bit more in order to fulfill the plans. You know, for want of a nail, RBN could fall. And you've got nails out there, and we need them. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that little PayPal button, or visit the online store, or call 800-724-2719. Every little tiny bit will help. You know how serious this is. You can look around the world right now and see that the money junkies are getting ready to set fire to everything so they can go on in their religious belief in the almighty Federal Reserve note. And it is. Economics is not a science. It's a religion. Bunch of arbitrary rules we're all taught to believe in order to enslave us. And that's exactly where we are on that. Now, moving right along, the U.S. government is now admitting what we've been reporting to you for months now, that the weapons being sent into the Syrian mercenary army, the Free Syria Army, 95% of whom are not actually Syrian, is winding up in the hands of Al-Qaeda. And the government is trying to act like, oh, we didn't know. We had no idea that when we pour bombs and rockets and guns and ammunition all over that part of the world that Al-Qaeda would come up with it. Golly gee shuckies, is our face red? And, of course, it is no surprise because basically the U.S. was using Al-Qaeda over in Libya to overthrow the Gold Dinar. And so it's no surprise, once again, they're using Al-Qaeda to maintain the illusion that this is some kind of a popular uprising, and it isn't. It's a covert overthrow here. Now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has gone on TV to take responsibility for the Benghazi attack, that it was her failure, she's in charge of security, the president had nothing to do with it, and it was her job. She's falling on her sword in order to deny Mitt Romney the ability to use this issue in tonight's debate. So she has done her loyal duty for her leader. We don't know what the payback is going to be, but she's not going to lose her job over this. It's just an embarrassment. But again, it's all politics. It's all to make sure that Obama doesn't have to deal with this in the debate. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Libya. We're talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton has basically stood up and used herself to shield Obama from criticism over the fact that the attack in Benghazi that killed the U.S. ambassador and a couple of other people took place. And the White House is in a very, very tricky situation here, because supposedly we invaded Libya to liberate the Libyans from the evil, cruel dictatorship. And huzzah, huzzah, they should be kissing our soldiers and throwing flower petals in our path. You know, the same stuff they were saying about Iraq. Of course, we all know the real goal was to get rid of the gold dinar and the state-owned central bank, because they are terrific threats to the dollar, and especially its planned reassertion over the globe. So Gaddafi had to be killed, and he was, rather brutally, to send a message to other world leaders: if you dare abandon the dollar, we'll come in and we'll abuse you even worse than we did Gaddafi. So we were sold this war that we're bringing them liberty and democracy and a private central bank and all the other blessings of Western civilization. But the Libyan people really aren't all that happy about it, and they're responding to the U.S. overthrow pretty much the way the Iranians did. back in 1979. And that creates a real problem. How does the White House justify reinvading Libya to put down what appears to be clearly a building counter coup? This attack on Benghazi is looking more and more like Gaddafi's supporters and the Libyan people want the U.S. out. They want to run their own country again like they were doing before. And the puppet government is having tremendous difficulties. You know, they're thrashing and fighting amongst themselves, and politicians are leaving and new politicians are coming in, and they're going through this whole situation of trying to make it look like it's a democracy, but it isn't. It clearly is not. So the White House has to figure out some way they can justify a new military incursion into Libya when we just got done liberating those people. So they're going to sell it. War on terror. War on Al-Qaeda. They're getting ready for the drone strikes. Apparently special forces are on standby to simply go in and try and locate the leaders of the counter coup, or the revolution, if you want to call it that, and take them out. So and again, it's a huge PR problem. We just got done in Libya. Now you're telling us we have to throw more of our children into that mess. Why? And, of course, the real reason is if the counter coup succeeds and the puppet government gets kicked out, the Libyans might just turn around and say, you know, that state bank and Golden R was really working out very well for us, and we're going to go back to that. And that, of course, is the real threat to the United States of America. Now, meanwhile, over in Iraq, Russia is cozying up to the new government in Iraq, and more importantly, the new government in Iraq is returning the favor, and they're all getting all snuggly and huggy and cuddly and everything. And Russia, basically, when the U.S. invaded and lynched Saddam Hussein because he supposedly had weapons of mass destruction, or at least that's the story that was given to you, the real goal was to stop Iraq from selling its oil for euros and force them back onto the dollar. That part has been accomplished. But Russia lost a lot of its influence and access in Iraq, and so now they're starting to make deals. The U.S. makes war. Russia is making deals. And the new government of Iraq, which is there because of the U.S. invasion, is moving away from the U.S. and saying, we want your soldiers out of here. They're cozying up with Russia. And this presents, again, the same problem to the United States of America. We've now invaded Iraq twice and killed the government, put in a new government. If the new government we put in starts moving over to Russia's sphere of influence, how do you justify once again invading Iraq to put their oil back for sale only for dollars again? Because Russia and Iraq aren't going to go through the dollar. There's no reason for them to do that. They're paying an added premium. It's an extortion racket. The U.S. government just prints up this paper, and other countries have to send us real tangible products, food, cars, all this stuff, to the U.S. to get those pieces of paper with which they can then go and buy the oil in these conquered regions. And Russia's not going to do that. The new government of Iraq looks like it's ready to start dealing for other than the dollar. And so now, again, how is the White House going to sell yet another invasion of Iraq when we just got done liberating them from that cruel, evil tyrant? So it's going to be a real problem over there. But again, the path to peace is through commerce. And when you forget that, and when you game the system, that is the path to war. And that's exactly what has happened. The U.S. economy, the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government have been gaming international commerce pretty much the same way the money junkies have been gaming Wall Street. It's just scam after scam after scam, going all the way back to Bretton Woods. And more people in the alternative media are now picking up that the petrodollar is the real agenda behind all these wars and conquests. So the secret is out there, people. Your children are going to be blown to bloody bits because of little pieces of paper that are utterly worthless, but accepted only because there's a gun pointed at the head of the recipient here. Apparently, NATO staged another attack into Afghanistan. Three children were killed. And apparently NATO said they were targeting Taliban insurgents planting mines on a road in southern Afghanistan. I don't think they were checking their targets, you know, because they're supposedly using the smart bombs, the laser-guided bombs, the GPS-guided bombs that are only, it's a surgical strike. It only gets the bad people. Well, they got three children. So those smart bombs are pretty dumb. Over in Israel, very important development there. The Knesset has officially dissolved itself. As you're probably aware, Benjamin Netanyahu has called for new Israeli elections toward the end of January next year. But the Knesset dissolved itself late Monday night. So between now and those elections, Netanyahu basically can do whatever he wants. He doesn't need the permission of the Knesset. The opposing party, Kadima, is already out of the coalition government and waiting for the elections, where they're probably going to win. So Netanyahu basically has a blank check between now and the end of January to do whatever he wants to do, whatever he thinks he needs to do to cling to power, to cling to wealth, and so forth and so on. And he's desperate. He's panicked. He flopped at the United Nations. He still wants the war with Iran to be going on just as fast as he can. And what will he do to get it? I don't know. Starting yesterday, we started seeing all of these stories all over the corporate media about Iran plans to crash a supertanker in order to have the oil spill block the Straits of Hormuz to force an end to economic sanctions by saying, all right, we can't get the oil out of the Gulf region. We have to go back to buying oil from Iran. Now, this really is not a very credible threat. There are oil spills in the Gulf all the time. It's hardly ever reported because it's basically a daily occurrence. Pipes break, ships spring leaks. If you go over to Google Earth and you look at that area closely in the water, yeah, you'll see oil slicks all over the place there. So I'm wondering if enough attention was called to all of this talk about an Iranian virtual 911 on America's banking computers that maybe they're considering a different false flag. In other words, somebody's submarine will sink a tanker and say, oh, Iran did it. This is their new plot. This is Plan H. And remember, they were saying the same thing about Saddam Hussein. They were accusing him of every possible, you know, evil plot they could, until they finally invaded Iraq and killed Hussein, and it turned out, nope, he was in compliance with the United Nations resolutions. He didn't have nuclear weapons. He didn't have chemical weapons, except the old rotted, expired ones that the U.S. had given him to use against Iran. And so now we're seeing more and more of these stories. Iran is planning this. Iran is planning that. And again, common sense is going to apply. Why would Iran commit such an overt act that would bring about the very war that Israel and the U.S. wants and Iran does not? So this is another, it's a trial balloon. They're trying to see if enough people believe this is possible, then they're going to go with that plan. And we see this pattern repeating all the time. They'll put out a story about Iran has a Death Star. Nope, nobody believed that one. Iran is tearing tags off couch cushions. Nobody's believing that one. Iran will do a cyber attack. They're already suspicious about that. So they go on with all these little trial balloons. They put out a story and they wait for the public reaction. And they're looking for the story that, where the public is going to say, gosh darn, those Iranians, that will mean war. And that's the plan they'll go with. So we're going to see a lot of these kooky little stories coming out about sinking tankers and all the rest of it. Because they're looking for something they can get traction with, and I imagine they're feeling very frustrated right now, because after that whopper they told us about Saddam's nuclear weapons, nobody in their right mind is going to believe anything more they're saying about Iran. Fool me once and all of that kind of stuff. But it may be that too many people are already talking about this cyber false flag, this virtual 911, as obviously Israel and the United States playing their games again. So once again, they may be casting around for a new false flag, something that people will believe. By the way, there is yet another version of these cyber weapons running around. This one is called Mini Flame because it's based on flame, but it's stripped down, and who knows what it's doing. But again, it's targeting computers in Iran. So Joe Lieberman is saying, those gosh darn Iranians, they're infecting themselves, and I don't know what he's going to say here. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over in Great Britain, David Cameron is up there in high dudgeon. The glove is up, and he's screaming and ranting and raving and frothing at the mouth about how Iran is a threat to the world, and Britain will not learn to live with the regime getting nuclear arms. And again, it's amazing how he's trying to raise on that busted flush, because the IAEA, rumor and innuendo aside, says Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. They don't have a nuclear weapon. They're not making the preparations to build a nuclear weapon. Nobody even knows if they want to build one at this stage of the game. All of the U.S. intelligence agencies are saying Iran is not building nuclear weapons. I presume that James Bond over there at MI5 is basically saying, yeah, there's nothing there. But they're going to keep pushing this because, hey, that's what worked to trick everybody into war on Iraq. And that's the goal here. And basically, Cameron is saying that war with Iran cannot be ruled out at this time. I wish Cameron, and I'm probably joined by millions of British subjects as well, I wish Cameron were a little more focused closer to home, because apparently food banks in Great Britain are seeing record attendance. More and more of the British people are becoming dependent on these food cooperatives and food banks to just get fed. And Cameron doesn't seem to think this is all that important. He's out there. We're going to go slap Iran down and so forth and so on. I think a big problem that we all need to understand is because of this whole push for a globalist economy, is that all of these nations in NATO, their economies are now inextricably linked with the dollar. So this agenda to conquer the oil-producing nations and put them back on selling their oil only for dollars is in their own financial interest, as well as obviously being in the financial interest of the United States of America. And that is why, even as their own countries are falling apart, we're seeing the leaders of these NATO nations out there, we've got to attack Iran, we've got to attack Venezuela, we've got to get tough with Russia and China and all the rest of it. The agenda for this war is very simple, propping up a failed currency on which everybody has been made dependent. And we need to get that story out there. And by the way, there is a video, link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's a very well done video. It's called The Road to World War III. If you have not seen it, please watch it all the way through. And then please email it to everybody you know, especially in the military, so that they understand they're being asked to risk life and limb for a banking system. This is not a war over, you know, the good Christians against the evil Muslims. This is not a war over nuclear weapons. This is a war to prop up a failed financial model called private central banking. And that's all it is. Everything else is set dressing and set decoration. Now, I have a lot of respect for the American military. People in uniform, they're inherently, well, not all of them. There's a story we're going to be talking about a little bit later that's kind of ugly about what's going on in the Army. But people I know who are career military, they're very strict constitutionalists because they swear an oath to uphold it. They're very smart and they know what's going on. What I have a problem with is taking these young people and throwing their lives away over a bookkeeping entry in a spreadsheet. And that's really all it is. Everybody on Wall Street has sold their soul to the religion of private central banking. They want to believe this is the way the world is supposed to be because it's making them rich. But it's just another belief. Economics is a religion. It is not a science. And we have this new holy crusade where the crusaders are riding into battle against the infidels with the Federal Reserve note flying from their lances, to force the heathen to stop believing in their pretty printed pieces of paper, and we will convert them by force to believing in our pretty printed pieces of paper. That's literally where we are, 21st century. And they're fighting a religious crusade, possibly with nuclear weapons, over which pretty printed piece of paper people are going to believe in for the coming century. That's what this is really all about in a nutshell. So, Road to World War III, great video, very well produced. You need to watch it. You need to send it to everybody that you know, because that's what this war is really all about. Now, remember how the European Union won the Nobel Peace Prize, which has just generated ridicule all around the globe. Hardly anybody thinks this was deserved. And what's the first thing the European Union does after winning the Nobel Peace Prize? They ban Iranian TV from their communication satellites in order to dominate the narrative. We can't let you listen to the Iranians. You might start to like them or feel sorry for them. You're only going to watch our TV that tells you that Iranians are evil people. And they're cruel and they're vindictive and they hate us for our freedoms and all this other stuff. It's like real Soviet Union stuff, you know, when the Soviet Union would use jamming transmitters to block the signal of Voice of America so that their people only heard one side of the story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. Patrick in Great Britain. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mike. I just thought I'd just ring in just to give you a little bit sort of a little bit of a synopsis of sort of little sort of feelings that are over here at the moment. And I know you like mentioning Great Britain a lot, and there's so many parallels and things that we can draw. But at the moment, I would simply say that the nation here, the whole, is creaking under the burden of taxation and the sheer cost of living. Local taxation as well has been going up for recent years. What we've got is what I think you call property taxes, which we call council taxes, which is a local tax you pay to your local council based upon the value of your property, which goes to fund local services. And that's been going up by 5 or 6% per year for most boroughs. I mean, a few have frozen it. So that's been putting families under huge burden. Several hundred pounds per month they pay for that. That's just the local tax, let alone the main government or federal taxes here. And so we've got that happening. We've got the sheer cost of living, the power companies. Now, over here, the power companies, like in the US, are all private corporations, mainly all foreign-owned now. I don't think we own any of them. They may trade or masquerade as Scottish and Southern Electric and things like that, but I think they're all now owned by foreign corporations, and one of them has announced, and the others, I think, are following suit, at least another one. They're all increasing their prices for gas. Surprise, surprise, just as winter has been announced.
Yes.
We've got the burden of being members of the European Union, which, although our right-wing press, like the Daily Mail, talks about us leaving and things like that, but I think that they'll never do that, you know, because, I mean, we spend 50 million a day on being members of that, you know, and we're net importers. What do we get for that? You know, they're forcing all sorts of red tape and European law. I mean, the cost of actually abiding by that additional law, the cost of businesses and so on and so forth. I think a lot of Agenda 21 is coming through the EU as well. The way that we do, they want that apparently a new law, we have to live in passive houses, no new passive houses to be built. So the list just goes on and on and on. Yeah, I just looked recently at savings rate, the best savings rate that you can get on any sort of internet savings and things like that. I know that one account that I have is paying something like 2% now, gross. So even if you have got savings, all you're going to get, you're not going to get about more than about 2.5%. So that's less than
inflation. And that's not even keeping up with the rate of inflation. So you're actually losing purchasing power by having your money in a bank savings account right now.
Correct. So, you know, the whole nation is really creaking under this burden of taxation. I mean, the cost of filling your petrol gas tank up now is round about for a standard sort of saloon car, taking into account the difference in tank size. I've actually allowed for that. It's about $120 a tank now. So to fill up with four-star petrol, you're looking at about $120. That's about 12 or 13 British gallons, which is about sort of 15, 16 US gallons. You're looking in that sort of region. So people have to drive to get to work. You're not allowed to offset it against tax. There's very little that you can actually claim back. So that's where we are. I mean, there's been some rejoicing today because we had a chap here who was accused, and you may have heard about this, but I bet you it's not been talked about over there, of hacking into the U.S. computers at the Pentagon.
Yes.
Suffered from Asperger's syndrome, and I think it's a little bit of a political move to try and, you know, because no one wanted him to be extradited, and the law is a little bit one-sided, and it was announced that the Home Secretary today is blocking him, and listening to the phone-in radio over here, a lot of people actually have actually said that he should have gone and faced the music. So we believe it's, but there's one caller and myself think it's a bit of a political move to try and appease the people to make the Conservatives look good. We're getting tough with these mm-hmm. people. But they, with one hand, they say they're getting tough, but on the other hand, they're not tough at all. I mean, they rubber stamp every single piece of law legislation that comes from the EU. Like 85% of all laws are made by the EU and are forced upon us, including our extradition treaty, where we had a guy recently who was just simply, he had his door broken down at night, and he was put before a judge and sent straight off to Hungary a few years ago. No judge, no jury, no prima facie evidence, where he had to face a criminal justice system over there, which is based upon the communist sort of, you know, no judge, no jury, no evidence, and this is the sort of thing that we have to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to put up with it forever, and you know, you might take the example from us colonials, you know, back in 1776, where we were living under the same problems, and we did find a solution. And by the way, I have been to the Tower of London. That large wood block is still there.
It's still there, but would it be used? How about the gallows at Tyburn?
There's another good solution.
Do they still
have those large iron cages they'd put the pirates in and just let them rot away on the dock? There's a good idea for you. That's traditional.
Maybe that. Some of the old castles have oubliettes, apparently, which is where they used to take their people they didn't like and drop them in there, and the problem is that was going too much the other way, which is why the Magna Carta got signed, to make it
yes.
very clear that no monarch you know could actually literally impose judgment without a jury of his peers.
Boy, we could use that thing over here right now, because we've got a president who can basically lock you up on a mere suspicion that you're supporting the terrorists here. So it is amazing to see the United States of America, which used to be the social, moral leader of the world, basically going back to the 12th century in terms of its internal politics.
Well, interesting enough, there's actually a certain part of the Magna Carta, which is Clause 61, which you won't find talked about very much, which actually allows for lawful rebellion. And there's some people that have done that over here. They've served the head of state with an affidavit requiring redress of the problems, failing which, after a period of 31 days, if they're not met, they are entitled to lawful rebellion, which means that, there's people over here that with withholding taxes and things like that, for example, Britain's unconstitutional membership of the European Union, which we were never really consulted about. Back in 75, there was a referendum about that, whether we wish to stay in. And because of the media focus that the government really, I think, had to get the media to go in favour, and certainly when we went into the European Union, Edward Heath, or the Common Market, had to really get the media to carry that in favour. But no one could have possibly have imagined that within three decades there would be this huge power grab by the European Union, which has made Britain really no more than like the, I don't know, state of Massachusetts in a federal government with very little say upon, what goes on. And the governments talk about that they have say and that they have power, and they create this stage, this puppet show. They create this show that we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the Labour Party think, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, knowing full and well that they can't, and they're going to be overruled again and again and again by European legislation. So that's where we are.
Well, it's a bad circumstance, and I'm hearing that from people in all of the member states of the European Union. There is this push toward globalization because the money junkies want to basically force a global version of private central banking on the entire planet. And, of course, there is a problem with that because ultimately every private central bank is going to run out of new borrowers and it's going to collapse. But the reason they're going ahead with this plan is because the people who first set it up will become immensely wealthy and immensely powerful, and they don't care about the misery that they're visiting on the billions and billions of ordinary people around the world who just want to live their lives and take care of their families and have a little small business and basically enjoy the blessings of life. But again, the money junkies have taken over. Here in the United States of America, the biggest mistake our government ever made was allowing private bankers control over the U.S. economy, because they're not running it for the benefit of the country. They're running it for their own personal benefit. They've been looting America for close on to 100 years, and the system is just teetering on the edge of collapse. And you talk about Great Britain is creaking under the load of higher costs and higher taxation. We're seeing exactly the same thing here in the United States of America. We have a terrible problem with our infrastructure not being maintained, and starting to crumble, and we're seeing the effects of it. The irrigation systems all over the American West have stopped working or are not working at full capacity, which is exacerbating the drought problem and the food shortages. And to be very honest, everybody caught up in this whole global government, private central banking, have completely mismanaged the planet. And now they're looking around saying, oh, it's not our fault. It's the overpopulation. You've all got to go die, or you've got to live without children because, it's all your fault. No, it isn't our fault. This planet can comfortably support its entire human population into the foreseeable future if it was being managed well. But time and time again, we see these regulatory agencies that are paid huge salaries at taxpayer expense just looking the other way. When Deepwater Horizon doesn't bother maintaining its blowout preventers, when Bernie Madoff is cheating his own investors because even though he had more money than he could ever possibly spend in his life, he had to have more. It's money junkie behavior. We have seriously mentally ill people in control of the world's financial system, and through that power of that financial system, basically controlling the governments. The planet Earth has turned into a giant insane asylum, and the inmates are very much in control.
Yeah, sure. I think that they kind of bitten off more than they can chew, quite frankly, the powers that be with the southern European countries. I mean, we're looking at possibly Catalonia in Spain now going away, and that even the military not going to be able to control the people, and with possible trouble that there is to come really over this. And they may have to back down and let Greece out, I think, very, very reluctantly. So long as, Germany's in control, they're not going to want to do that. But I think that the people are going to turn against their governments more violently, unfortunately. peaceful
actually, it's the governments that are going to resort to violence, because when the slaves will not continue being slaves of their own free will, that's when the whips come out. Or in the modern...
How are they going to do it? For example, how are they going to do it in the USA? Because, I mean, a lot of the military now are listening to, you know, programs like this, and they're not going to come down on the side of the federal government. They know what's going to go on. They're going to have to get mercenaries to do it. You know, in places like Greece...
Well, and drones. They're going to have all these armed drones overhead to keep us terrorized and obedient. They've got these portable pain rays, these armored vehicles with these giant microwave ovens on the top to basically, you know, inflict pain over an entire city block. They're building machines to basically flog the slaves back into, you know, obedience. Of course, every government that has tried to do that, they reach a flashpoint where the rage of the people is so great, they're willing to endure a little pain. They're willing to basically, they're willing to, when they've got nothing left to lose, that's when the rage comes out and they say, even if I die, at least I'm not going to be out of, I'm going to be out of this mess that the government and the bankers put us in. I still hope that if either Spain or Greece, their government collapses, that's going to trigger a derivatives run on Wall Street. That'll bring the American financial system down. And without that dollar out there that needs propping up, all of the wars of conquest are going to stop, because there's no more point to it. Nobody is going to do business with the dollar if it's evaporated. And I know a global financial crash is going to be a terrible thing for people to endure, but better that than a global thermonuclear war, because sooner or later, this is going to get into Russia and China. They do have nuclear weapons and delivery systems. And we're already seeing the bad-mouthing of Russia and the bad-mouthing of China. There's a story I'm going to be covering about that a little bit later in the show. And so we literally are in the grip of financial leaders who are perfectly willing to murder billions of human beings in order to go on with their religion of belief in private central banking. The most holy private central bank, all bow to the dollar.
Well, yeah. So, yes, that's the score, so it seems. And but interesting what will happen with the European, southern European countries. And, yes, these phony, these credit default swaps, which seem to be one of the most phoniest sort of unregulated form of derivatives that there are, which probably make up quite a substantial part of the $1 quadrillion. I know there's other types of derivatives, but, yes, that is the crack in the dam, basically, when those come crashing down. And I don't know. No one's going to be able to carry that, because there's some are more of those derivatives are more than the total sum of net assets.
Yeah, all they can try and do. One of two things will happen when those derivatives come due at Wall Street. Either the president will say we don't have to honor those anymore in the name of national security, or they'll simply try and inflate that debt away, and simply we'll be in Zimbabwe territory with paper notes worth $10 trillion. And either one of those is going to bring the dollar down, and no amount of war and conquest of oil-producing countries is going to get the rest of the world to go on trading with the dollar when it is spiraling that badly out of control.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and, you know, please give our best to all of your friends over there, and have them tune into our radio show on our website, because the globalist agenda has produced a globalist revolution, and it's happening in so many countries at the same time, and the U.S. is already thrashing around. They're going to have to reinvade Libya, reinvade Iraq. They still don't know how they're going to sell it to the American people, because we know the government is just lying to us about everything, which gets back to what you were saying during the referendum, where the British media was just always supporting the government's position here. And this gets back to what we were saying about how the EU is now censoring Iranian news channels to dominate the narrative. There is such a thing as government mind control, but it's not weird rays, and it's not drugs in the water and the food. You control the brain by controlling what it knows, only giving that mind those facts that will lead that mind of its own free will to come to the desired decision or conclusion. That's all mind control really is. And it begins with a corporate media that is firmly in the control of the government and the corporations, and the absence of an alternative voice. And so if the EU is already cutting out the Iranian TV channels on their communication satellites, this is the beginning of an attempt to reassert a monopoly on the flow of information in our society in order to go on propagandizing us for more and more wars.
Just a quick one. You can still actually get the Pest TV through the internet, actually, but not on the satellite anymore or the TV, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so...
Well, at some point, I think, as they move closer to the war, they're going to try and find some way to block the Iranian channels. We know here in the United States of America, the military cyber war division is already out there trying to figure out how they can selectively block certain servers. We know they've been running tests on our DNS over here at whatreallyhappened.com. They're going to do it because they don't have an alternative. To continue this war agenda, they have to silence opposing points of view to dominate the narrative. And it's only a matter of time before they try. And we need to be prepared to deal with that. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll
sure.
be right back.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're basically looking at developments over in the European Union where they're simply saying you may not see press TV or any Iranian TV on our communications satellite because we are in control of what you see. Remember the old Outer Limits, the original Outer Limits? We will control all you see and hear. Well, we're there. We are there indeed here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Estelle, which is the sailboat that is sailing to break the Gaza blockade. And it appears that there seems to be some badly deteriorating factionalism within the activists trying to break the Gaza blockade. They're fighting amongst themselves. Apparently, there's a particular figurehead that has just succeeded in dividing the movement. And as a result of this rivalry, and I don't want to get into it because I think they're being foolish. They have lost sight of what their original objective is supposed to be, which is to break the Gaza blockade and raise public awareness. Now they're fighting amongst each other. And of course, the corporate-owned media is making a big deal about it. The Israeli government is saying, see, they're not really peace activists. They're ready to start punching each other out. And as a result, Anne Wright has been disinvited to sail on that boat. She was basically on her way there. She lives here in Hawaii. She lives here on the island of Oahu. And she was on her way to join the Estelle, and she has been a participant in previous attempts to run the blockade. She was arrested and held by the Israeli government following one of those events. And all of a sudden, she has been disinvited over this sort of factionalization that's taking place inside the activists, where apparently it appears to be a clash of egos. I'm the voice of the movement. No, I'm the voice of the movement. No, you aren't. And they're going to destroy themselves with this. Now, we linked a story at whatreallyhappened.com, and the headline reads, Survey Half of Chinese Like U.S. Ideas on Democracy. I don't know why. They can look over here and see what democracy is really like in this country. But apparently, this is the start of a propaganda campaign to bring democracy to China, meaning either war or an attempt to destabilize and overthrow China's government. And this is a high-risk activity because China does have nuclear weapons, and they do have long-range delivery systems. The goal of this, and we're going to see the same thing starting to escalate up in Russia, the real goal here has nothing to do with democracy. It's because China just introduced a new gold-backed, reliable trade currency, and that is a threat to the continuing global dominance of the Federal Reserve note. Same deal in Libya. Got to get rid of that gold and we can't have gold-backed trade currencies, even though Bretton Woods originally made the dollar gold-backed until Nixon severed the convertibility. We'll be back after station identification.
It's true.